Welcome to episode 1124 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Have you ever felt like you were fighting a battle you couldn't quite name? An inner struggle with fear, control, or identity? Maybe it came in a moment of solitude, where the silence felt heavier than the noise of life. We often think of spiritual transformation as peaceful, but what if it looks more like a wrestling match? Jacob's night at the Jabbok River begins like many others, with anxiety and fear, but ends with a divine encounter that changes everything. Sometimes God meets us not with soft words, but with a firm grip, drawing out the truth of who we are and who He's calling us to be. After sending his gifts ahead and ensuring his family's safety, Jacob finds himself alone at night. This moment of solitude is significant. The same Jacob who once fled his home alone now faces another defining moment alone. It is here, in the darkness, that one of the most mysterious and transformative encounters in the Bible takes place. Jacob wrestles with a mysterious man until daybreak. This is no ordinary struggle. The text simply says, "A man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day." Who is this opponent? Some believe it is an angel, while others, based on Hosea 12, verses 3 and 4, identify the figure as God himself in human form. This encounter is both physical and spiritual, symbolizing Jacob's lifelong struggle, not only with men, like Esau and Laban, but with God's purpose for him. The most traditional and widely held view among both Jewish and Christian scholars is that Jacob wrestled with God in human form, a theophany, a physical manifestation of God. The wrestling match between Jacob and the mysterious man begins suddenly and without explanation. There is no formal introduction, no warning, and no clear identification of the opponent. One moment Jacob is alone, having just sent his family and possessions across the Jabbok River, and the next, he is engaged in an intense, physical struggle with an unnamed figure. The abruptness of the encounter reflects how divine tests or turning points often come unexpectedly, especially in moments of solitude and vulnerability. Many scholars and interpreters believe the ambiguity is intentional. The lack of detail forces the reader, and Jacob, to wrestle not just with the opponent, but with the meaning of the encounter itself. As the fight continues, the man touches Jacob's hip, dislocating it instantly. This moment is crucial. Jacob realizes he is not wrestling with a mere human, yet he refuses to let go. "I will not let you go unless you bless me." This statement is profound. Jacob has spent his life striving for blessings, from Esau's birthright to Isaac's blessing, and now he demands one from God himself. Instead of rebuking Jacob, God asks him his name. This is not because he does not know it, but because he wants Jacob to confront his identity. The name Jacob, Yaakov, means heel grabber or deceiver, a fitting description of his past actions. But now, God gives him a new name, Israel, Yisrael, meaning one who struggles with God, or God prevails. This renaming is monumental. Jacob is no longer defined by deception, but by divine encounter and transformation. At dawn, the stranger blesses Jacob and departs. Jacob names the place Peniel, meaning the face of God, acknowledging he has seen God and lived. However, he walks away limping, a physical reminder that his encounter with God has permanently changed him. Jacob's wrestling match with God is a turning point in his spiritual journey. He has always fought for control, but now he learns to submit to God's will. The limp he receives is not a punishment, but a mark of his transformation, a sign he is no longer the same man. This moment also reflects the importance of wrestling with our faith. Many believers go through seasons where they question, struggle, and wrestle with God's plans. Why is this happening? Why does God allow certain struggles? Where is He leading me? Jacob's story teaches us that these struggles can lead to deeper faith and greater purpose. God wrestles with Jacob not to defeat him, but to transform him. Jacob's entire life has been marked by striving, grasping at birthrights, manipulating blessings, and scheming for success. From birth, he wrestled with others to secure his place. But now, on the eve of a potentially deadly encounter with Esau, God meets Jacob in the dark, isolated night, not to destroy him, but to confront him. This wrestling match is both spiritual and symbolic, representing the culmination of Jacob's internal struggle, Will he continue to rely on deception and self-effort, or will he surrender and trust God's promises? By wrestling Jacob, God is drawing out the deeper fight within Jacob's soul, a struggle between fear and faith, control and surrender, self-sufficiency and dependence on God. The fact that Jacob holds on, even after being wounded, shows his deep desire for blessing, but now he seeks it not by trickery, but by clinging to God himself. This turning point is so profound that God gives Jacob a new name. It is not just a name change, it's an identity shift. Jacob is no longer defined by his past deceit, but by his encounter with the divine. Ultimately, God wrestles with Jacob to bless him through brokenness, to humble him through struggle, and to prepare him for reconciliation and destiny. The limp Jacob receives is not a punishment. It's a reminder. Strength comes not from striving, but from surrender. Key takeaways from Genesis 32. Fear often precedes transformation. Jacob fears Esau, but his greater battle is with God. Sometimes what we fear most is the thing God uses to shape us. Prayer and strategy should go together. Jacob prays sincerely, yet he also acts wisely in sending gifts. Faith does not mean passivity. It means seeking God's will while taking responsible steps. God often meets us when we are alone. Jacob's most profound encounter happens in solitude. Sometimes we need to step away from distractions to hear God clearly. Wrestling with God can change our identity. Jacob moves from deceiver to Israel, marking a new chapter in his life. When we surrender to God, we step into our true purpose. Spiritual transformation leaves a mark. Jacob walks away limping, a reminder of his encounter. When we meet God in our struggles, we are never the same. Genesis 32 is a chapter of confrontation, transformation, and divine encounter. Jacob enters the night fearing Esau, but emerges with a new name, a new identity, and a new relationship with God. He is no longer the self-reliant trickster, but a man who has wrestled with God and prevailed, not through strength, but through surrender. This sets the stage for his reunion with Esau, proving that the most important battle was not with his brother, but with himself and with God. For all who struggle with fear, uncertainty, or identity, Jacob's story is a powerful reminder. God meets us in our struggles, transforms us through them, and leaves us forever changed. Jacob's story is not just about an ancient man who wrestled in the night. It's about all of us who have wrestled with identity, purpose, and surrender. Through his struggle, he encountered God, was renamed, and walked forward with a limp, but also with a blessing. When we engage honestly with God, even in our darkest hours, we open the door to transformation that redefines our future. Father, thank you for meeting us in our struggles and refusing to let us walk away unchanged. Help us to trust you, even when the battle is fierce and the outcome unclear. May every wrestling season lead us closer to your presence and deeper into our identity in you.
Before the cross, before the empty tomb, there was friendship, there was sacrifice, there was the disciple who stayed.
You should hear him speak. There's something different about him.
From the creators of 1010 Thrive comes an original musical epic that brings the Gospel of John to life, in the voice of the one who knew Jesus best. Through betrayal and belovedness, through miracles and mourning, this is the story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away.
Now behold the Lamb, the promised Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world.
This Easter season, experience the greatest story ever told in a way you've never heard it before. Streaming daily, beginning on March 31st, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loved, a 3.5-week musical journey, only on the 1010 Thrive podcast.
Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days.
Beginning this Easter season, come and see, streaming wherever you find podcasts.
Not another Simon.
The only the Baptist himself turned when he saw him. His voice caught like a reed in the river. The Lamb of God, he whispered, and I knew.
I walked beside him, I spoke his name aloud, and it filled.
The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves. The first episode drops on March 31st.